Lambert Orcus and Anna-Sophie Mutter are here to play some Mozart sonatas for us. Anna-Sophie, welcome.
Thank you.
Lambert, welcome to the studios.
It's great to be here.
There's so much I want to talk with both of you about, but let's begin with music. Let's get right to a couple of movements from the sonata, Kürschel 454. Mozart wrote this when he was in Vienna, just about the height of his popularity in Vienna in 1784. And he wrote this, if I remember right, for a female violin
virtuoso. Yes, that's correct. Regina Strinasaki not only was a fabulous violinist, but she also was a composer. And 454 is one of Lambert's and my favorite sonatas because the dialogue between the instruments is so close and it's so interwoven that we do like that one in particular.
We're going to hear the first movement and the third movement. Lambert, tell me how the music, right at the beginning, what starts us off at the very beginning of the first movement?
Well, it almost sounds old-fashioned in a way. It's like a French overture. This largo thing, maybe it had to do with the imperial presence. Dom, bum, ba-ba. And oftentimes also, people weren't as so respectful at concerts as they are now. And that makes a good noise suppressor. You play some loud chords, get everyone's attention.
Wait a while, clear them again.
Yeah, exactly.
And move
you kind
on.
Of wake everyone up. And then once you've got everyone's attention with this introduction, then the major part of the movement begins.
And the third movement, Anna-Sophie, what's going on musically in that movement?
I think that's the most virtuosic for both instruments. And, there's a variation over the theme, ending with some somersaults at the very end. I think it's certainly a movement very much like most of the last movements in at least the violin repertoire of Mozart.
Let's hear the opening movement and the final movement from this sonata that Mozart wrote in 1784, a sonata for violin and piano, played for us here in our studios by violinist Anna-Sophie Mutter and pianist Lambert Orcus.
Thank you. Thank you.
Opening movement and the final movement from Mozart's Sonata Kürschel 454, played for us here in our studios by violinist Anna-Sophie Mutter and pianist Lambert Orkus. Anna-Sophie, very nice performance. Thank you.
Thank you.
And Lambert,
pleasure to play with Lambert.
Ah,
since 18 years, you know.
And I could hear that pleasure actually in the interplay between the two of you.
Yeah.
You seem to know each other so well. It's almost like one voice passing back and forth between the violin and the piano. In
yeah, but the good thing is, of course, you know, we try to be a kind of one voice, but we have different opinions. We come from different angles, and that's what keeps our musical collaboration fresh since 18 years. But that's also what keeps the pieces fresh.
Sure.
And we do listen very carefully to each other.
We know each other's sweaty spots.
Yep.
I mean, as we try to make it sound, people often say, well, it's so easy for you. It just sounds so easy. Many times it does feel quite easy, but there's a lot of places which are endlessly scary. And every night you think, oh my heavens, we have to play that passage again.
Yeah.
And when we get to the end of this particular sonata, I mean, that's when the most virtuoso spots are.
Anna-Sophie, I want to play a little bit of music for you
and
talk about it with you a little bit after we hear it.
Okay.
A recording of a terrific violinist playing a Mozart concerto.
Yeah.
Let's just listen to a little bit of it and then talk about it.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like me, actually. Is this my Karajan recording? I mean, I haven't heard it since 25 years.
So you recognize that violinist?
I mean, I would have to hear a little more, and it's a recording, if it's me, you know, I haven't heard it for 25 years, but I think it's
me.
Yeah. Recording from 1978, yeah. Berlin Philharmonic.
Boy, and I haven't heard it since the early 80s or so.
It was the year you
Sounds
turned...
Sounds very good!
you turned 15 the year you made this recording.
Yeah. I'm relieved. Could have been much worse. Okay.
I mean, that's the recording that launched your international career.
Yes. Yep.
What was it in the sound that you recognized?
I think it sounds very beautiful. It may be a particular way of phrasing. I mean, it's like you recognize your own voice. You would always recognize that even...
You know, we have a certain vibrato.
Yeah,
as
it's
well,
just the way. Know. And I always was very much intrigued by the possibilities of colors you have on a string instrument. And, you know, I did start piano and violin lessons at the same time. And for quite a while, I was equally good or bad on both instruments. But then one day, I just had to decide which way to go. And as much as I love the piano repertoire and I adore the instrument, but the closeness to all the subtle things you could do with the sound always have intrigued me in the violin.
A real treat today, violinist Anna-Sophie Mutter and pianist Lambert Orkus joining us with violin sonatas by Mozart. This next sonata, Kürschel 304, has a very different mood from almost anything of its kind that Mozart wrote.
That's correct.
At a very sad time in Mozart's life. Anna-Sophie, first of all, what was going on in Mozart's life when he wrote this music that we're about to hear?
He was in Paris. You know, he was sent off to Paris from Mannheim, mainly because he fell in love in Mannheim with the wrong girl, and he wanted to help her artistically. Okay. And his father, he got the picture, and he said, listen, you have to move on. Go to Paris. He didn't like Paris. He wasn't successful there. His mother died, and we are not quite certain if actually he did write the sonata after she died.
this movement you're about to play begins with the piano alone.
Yeah, correct. It's the second movement.
The second movement, the minuetto, yeah. Tempo di minuetto. Mm-hmm. And Lambert, it begins on the piano alone with a phrase of such heartbreaking simplicity. What do you try to create in those first moments?
I try to get myself almost into a trance-like state. And I don't try to over-intellectualize what's happening, but rather just kind of feel a sense of calm and a sense of sadness and hope that my fingers will start creating the sounds, what I'm hearing in my mind.
I'd love to hear your performance of this minuet movement from Mozart's Sonata, Kürschel 304. Lambert Orkus at the piano, Anna-Sophie Mutter playing violin. Thank you. That theme comes back over and over and over again throughout that menuetto movement from Mozart's Sonata Kürschel 304, just played for us here in the studio by Anna-Sophie Mutter, violin, Lambert Orcus at the piano. And it comes back a little differently sometimes very similar to the way it began. But
sometimes we play in unison, you know.
Right.
And I like the very last part where I put the question and Lambert is kind of trying to calm me down, you know.
And Lambert, there's a moment where you seem to be going in a different direction, but suddenly there's a scale up the piano very quickly, and that the theme comes back yet again, and you suddenly break back into that aching simplicity. It's a remarkable moment.
It's a beautiful moment in the piece, and I love playing that spot.
It's great how you got it, Fred. I'm very by it, you know. Listen, I mean,
well, when I'm sitting in the room listening to the two of you play it, and I look forward to much more from the two of you. You've been playing together for 18 years, and your musical partnership just grows and grows every year. Thank you so much for joining us, Lambert Orcus. Thank you, and Anna-Sophie Mutter. Thank you so much for joining
us. Thank you.